Leeds Mile High Community Garden sits on what used to be a neighborhood at the east end of Miners Avenue. After decades of expansion of the open cut mine, all that exists of this abandoned neighborhood now are old concrete foundations and stairways that lead up to empty lots that are overgrown with tall grass, wildflowers, and weeds. Today, the community is coming together and turning one of these vacant lots into a space that's full of life.
I see the start of something beautiful.
Community resident and gardener Kathy Vandervliet says the lot needs work, but the location is perfect. It gets lots of sun, and the view is spectacular. She says a community garden is good for residents because Leed is hilly and many areas aren't suitable for a garden. Leed is a mile up, one of South Dakota's highest elevations, and has a cool climate. Vandervliet says some plants thrive in these conditions.
I wouldn't think of putting tomatoes up here because our season is so short, but beets only take 60 days, onions, peppers, kohlrabi, your cold weather plants, broccolis, cauliflowers, things like that, they'll grow great up here.
Vandervliet says she's using the community garden for extra space and for growing ingredients for salsa. She says she plans to can much of what she harvests and enjoy it over the winter. Fellow gardener Darla Beam-Ald says she's trying some new things this year and learning along the way.
It's kind of been more of an experiment for me. Everything I put in is not that I'm hoping that I'm going to get this huge harvest, but that kind of trying to figure out what works and doesn't work. And I think that you kind of have to start with the experimentation phase.
Mile High Community Garden participants grow their crops inside wooden frames. They're called garden boxes that are about 10 feet by 4 feet and about a foot deep. There are currently 12 garden boxes, and they each contain a variety of vegetables, corn, lettuce, cucumbers, onions, and even melons. Beam-Ald says she's getting things figured out.
Peas and beans and spinach. I just had like more than we could use. They did really well.
The Mile High Community Garden truly is a community garden. The lot is privately owned, but the landlord agreed to let the property be used for the garden. The city provides the water. Local contractors leveled the already terraced area. Even the local coffee shop is contributing by donating used grounds to supplement the soil. Volunteers keep it mowed and weeded. Beam-Ald says the community garden provides more than just a space to grow food. It's a place to socialize.
It's not just so people can grow food, it's so people can kind of network with each other and enjoy more social contact with other people in their community that's not, you know, work related. So it's a community building tool.
Beam-Ald says the garden is a nice place to reconnect after a long day.
And I do it with my family. My kids are teenagers and we come up here and they help us water and pick, you know, so we kind of do our thing more at night. The four of us come up here and kind of putter around and do some weed whacking or weed pulling or mulching together. And so it's kind of something we do, a family building thing too.
Beam-Ald says one of her biggest challenges is keeping deer and rabbits from munching on her plants. Some gardeners have gone beyond the usual 6-foot chain link fence and come up with creative ways to keep wildlife out. Beam-Ald's garden has an old gazebo frame as an enclosure. Another gardener is using the frame of an old papasan chair to keep pests out. Beam-Ald says there is no city budget for the garden, so many of the items, like lumber and fencing, are donated.
And they're totally reclaiming, and we're reusing, too, and we're recycling. We're doing the whole thing, and I don't care that we don't have any money. You have to be more creative, and you have to be more of a team. You have to work together more.
Fellow gardener Kathy Vandervliet agrees.
For instance, those big boxes over there, they were putting up a big sign down by the Sinclair station and they were going to throw those boxes away. Well, that's a raised bed garden right there without building it. So they donated it to me.
Participants say it could also be a potential draw for tourists. Gardener Darla Beam-Ald says she'd like to see the garden expand towards Lead Main Street.
And then the giant sunflowers, you can actually see them from the library because they're over 8 feet tall. I think the whole thing, it could just be very much a draw for the whole town.
Organizers say the community garden got off to a slow start, but they say it is gaining momentum. NeighborWorks Dakota Home Resources in Deadwood now oversees the garden and rents out the boxes for $15 each per season. They say any interested gardener is welcome. Current participants say they believe the garden will only get better, and they say if the garden expands, there is plenty of room for more garden boxes. Kathy Vandervliet says she plans to do it again next year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Only more. Better.
Darla Beam-Ald says her gardening is a labor of love.
Yeah, there's nothing like a fresh pea.
Leeds Community Garden is turning an abandoned neighborhood into a charming place to grow nutritious food, spend time with loved ones, and take in the views of the city of Lead. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Amy Varland at the Mile High Community Garden in Lead.